USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are once again running into roadblocks trying to pass two big budget agenda items. The House was planning to vote on Friday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a more partisan social spending measure. Instead, the day has been defined by delays and even more negotiations. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise, appearing on Fox News, says the country can't afford more spending with prices already on the rise.
We don't need more inflation, $4 trillion in taxes and spending, let alone all the taxes on things like natural gas. You see these payments to illegals, $450,000.
Jurors are being selected to hear a case against an associate of the late Jeffrey Epstein. Jury selection has started in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial. Maxwell is charged with recruiting and grooming underage girls for Epstein. USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
America is saying a formal goodbye to the late Colin Powell. President Biden and former Presidents Bush and Obama joining the Powell family and hundreds of invited guests for today's funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is speaking out after testing positive for COVID. That was following a controversy this week regarding his vaccination status. Speaking to the Pat McAfee show, Rodgers explained his allergy prevented him from getting the shots offered by Pfizer and Moderna. That left only the single-dose J&J vaccine, but Rodgers noted it wasn't possible after it got pulled earlier this year due to a clotting issue. Rodgers says he never lied and the NFL was kept in the loop.
The league was fully aware of it upon my return. It was at that point that I petitioned them to accept my immunization status as under their vaccination protocol.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A Russian analyst who was the source for the Steele dossier is arrested. With more on the story, we hear from Wes Pry in the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
As the now-debunked Steele dossier was used by American officials to spy on a Republican presidential campaign, another arrest is starting to put the pieces together. Igor Deshenko was arrested on 5 counts of lying to the FBI on Thursday. A Hillary Clinton lawyer, Michael Sussman, was arrested on similar charges in September. So will this lead directly to Hillary Clinton? Former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox News Thursday believes it will.
This indictment is the one that finally puts into place, components of this conspiracy that were only speculation. The fact that this is rooted deeply in two operatives that were coming together and trying to assist each other in coming up with a file that they could use to take down a candidate and then eventually a president was so deeply rooted in the Clinton campaign.
A California mother is accusing Southwest Airlines of racial profiling. The woman says she and her 10-year-old daughter were questioned by police at Denver International Airport last month. The mother is white and the daughter is black. The pair was stopped on the jetway by police after an airline employee expressed concerns that the child might be a victim of human trafficking. Southwest says it plans to contact the customer directly. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.